I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A city in northern Mali has been captured by radical fighters and the country's defense minister killed. The assailants were al-Qaeda-linked Islamists and Tuareg separatists, two groups united to overthrow the government. Several other cities were also targeted in these coordinated attacks. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the extremists want to set up an Islamic caliphate.
Christians are only 3% of the population in Mali, so they are a small minority. They face pressure. Often the first line of persecution is your own family members if you are a follower of Christ, if you leave Islam to follow Jesus. So praying for them to stand strong in faith, praying for God's protection over them, I think we also want to pray for some stability in Mali.
And hopelessness stalks prison inmates in the United States. Dee Peterson with Prisoners for Christ says that some inmates feel there's no forgiveness left for them. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, the number of suicides in federal and state prisons increased 83% between 2001 and 2019. PFC steps into this battle by mailing thousands of Bibles and biblical resources to inmates each month. One man wrote back to them saying he had decided to end his own life, but these words in PFC's special edition Bible stopped him.
No matter how unloved and worthless you feel, God loves you and values you highly. God has good plans for your restoration. God has the power to transform any life.
Do you know a prisoner? Reach out to PFC to ask for biblical resources to be sent to them. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free devotional, Hope Within Reach, sharing stories of how God is moving around the world and how you can be part of it. We pray it strengthens your faith and reminds you that the hope of the gospel is never out of reach. Get it at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.